AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The CDC's recommendation to shorten coronavirus isolation and quarantine leads to some confusion and criticism.
The agency has cut the recommended isolation time for infected but asymptomatic Americans from 10 to 5 days, while letting them leave isolation without being tested. It similarly shortened the quarantine period for those in close contact with an infected person. CDC officials say the guidance is in line with growing evidence that the infected are most infectious in the first few days, but it also comes with the CDC under pressure to shorten isolation times from both the public and private sectors, which warn of widespread staffing issues if workers have to stay home. One doctor says letting those in isolation return to regular activities without testing is reckless. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California is the first state to record a total of 5 million cases. Texas has close to 4.5 million. Florida has recorded just under 4 million infections during the pandemic. People across the country are lining up either on foot or in cars for rapid testing before the New Year celebrations. Magdala Dansell tells Philadelphia's WPVI-TV.
It's crazy because online they have no available dates at CVS, Rite Aid. I can't even go to my neighborhood drugstore. And then coming here, well, we just got shut down saying that they're not taking any more people.
A fifth victim has died as a result of a shooting rampage by a gunman in Denver in suburban Lakewood, Colorado. Police shot and killed the man after he fatally wounded a Hyatt hotel clerk in Lakewood and wounded an officer. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin says the suspect had previous encounters with police.
These previous investigations took place in 2020 and early 2021. They will be part of this ongoing investigation.
This is AP News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the goal for the new year is to keep schools open in the state.
I've directed our Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services to provide 2 million tests. 2 million tests to New York City to allow children to stay in school.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there will be double testing in the schools starting in the new year.
Greater sample size in each school so we get even more accurate, clear results. We're going to include both vaccinated and unvaccinated students.
A fear of flying led NFL Hall of Famer John Madden to retire from coaching the Oakland Raiders at the age of 42. His regular season record, 103-32-7, with a Super Bowl win following the 1976 season. After that, he became a fixture in the broadcast booth for some 30 years. The man who introduced Thanksgiving game fans to turducken and lent his name to the Madden NFL football games died this morning at 85. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.